for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2012 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Carla's been very gracious to accept my plea for help.
She has me up here to introduce Jean. Speaking of God connections, I met Jean in 2005 when I went to a seminar with another ministry, and we just connected, and she's been a real special person to me ever since. We talk, visit on the phone, and we've done some seminars together, and just love her, and I know you will too. She can get kind of scary. Now she was in the military, y'all. I mean, she was like a sergeant or something. So, I mean, she understands authority, and she knows how to use it. So, anyway, y'all please welcome Jean.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be here today. I give all honor to the Spirit of Christ, who is the head of my life. I thank God once again for Patty for allowing me to come and teach to you ladies tonight here at Lake Hamilton. It's always a pleasure to be here. Amen? Amen. I want to talk with you tonight about demonic tongues. Demonic tongues. But before I begin, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you once again for the opportunity to speak to these ladies tonight. Holy Spirit, I ask that you come and use me as you please tonight. I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you increase so I can decrease. Lord, let your Holy Spirit just fill us tonight, Lord God. Lord, open up our ears so we can hear what the Spirit has to say to us tonight, Lord God. Lord, your people came expecting, Lord God. And Lord, I know, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will meet us right where we are at tonight. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap tonight. Amen. It is truly a blessing to be in God's house tonight. Amen. I was asking the Lord, what do you want me to speak to your people tonight? And he laid on my heart about maybe 2 months ago about demonic tongues. He began to deal with me because we know that he starts with us first. Amen. And he began to just show me some things that I was dealing with and how the tongues that I was speaking was causing a lot of things to, you know, to keep growth from going forth into the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I said, Lord God, this is what you want me to give your people. And he confirmed his word that this is what he wants to release to you tonight. Amen. Because I know a lot of you are here tonight is looking for God to do something wonderful and mighty in your life today. Amen. And we know that our tongue gets us in trouble a lot of times. Amen. 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 I looked up what tongues mean. The power to articulate utterance of speech, to express, to speak clearly or plainly. So what is this saying? This saying that we can either curse ourselves or we can either bless ourselves. Amen? Amen. So we're looking to go higher in God tonight, and we are here tonight for God to clean us up. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Man has been able to subdue every kind of creature, from a bird to a killer whale. And yet, with all his success in bringing things under his control, man is powerless when it comes to the tongue. Amen?
Amen.
He's powerless. Only God can tame this tongue. Only God can do this. But we have to warn it. Amen? The Bible says in James, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 through 8. Even so, the tongue is a little members, and boasteth great things, which mean pride or brag. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindle. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiled the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it sets on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tame, and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. It's powerful, it's deadly, and it's out of control. And I say to you tonight that God is concerned about our tongue, how we speak, even to our brothers and sisters that is here tonight. Amen? Many of us want to go far in Christ. We want the best things. Amen? But God says it starts with us tonight. And I say, Lord Jesus, this is a women's conference. We want the best. What are we doing to stop the things in our life from coming forth? Amen? We want healing. We have cursed ourselves with our tongue. Healing cannot go forth. We have blasphemed our brothers and sisters. Amen? And God says He's tired. He wants us to do what's right tonight. Amen? And it's time for us to go forth. If the tongue can be controlled, then the whole body can be controlled. If we can control our tongue, the whole body has to line up. Amen? But the tongue is described in James, the 3rd chapter, that it is deadly consuming fire and out of control, which devastates and destroys the whole body. Though the tongue may be of little member, it is capable of doing a great deal of hurt. I think all of us stand here tonight that we have hurt our brothers and sisters. We have said things to hurt them. We don't know if they're going through what they're going through. Amen? And God is concerned about that tonight. He said He come here tonight to meet you where you're at tonight. Amen? And it starts with us. Amen? Not only is the tongue destructive and completely out of control, the tongue is also deceptive. The Bible said it in James, the 3rd chapter, verse 9 through 10. With it, we bless God. We bless Him. We tell Him how much we love Him, how much He means to us. And then we turn to our sisters and brothers and talk about how we hate them. The same tongue that we speak to our Heavenly Father about, how much we love Him, it's the same tongue that we curse one another. God is not pleased tonight. Each and every one of you that is here tonight was ordained by God. There's a calling on each one of your life tonight. And God wants to do mighty and great things for you tonight. Amen? Amen? And we have to believe that. But we have to line our life up with the Word of God. Because the Bible says in John, the 1st chapter, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word is God. That's the Word of God. Amen? The same mouth, we go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You, I bless You. In the same tongue, we curse. Amen? This might be a little tight tonight, but God wants this to go forth. Amen? This is something that God has already ordained for us. The tongue is a double-edged instrument of good or evil. We can speak good things out of our mouth, or we can speak evil. We have choices that we can make. We can choose to bless. We can choose to curse. We can choose to speak good, or we can choose to speak evil. It's our choice tonight. Amen? The Bible says in Proverbs, the 15th chapter, verse 2, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fool poureth out foolishness. A fool pours out foolishness. junk comes out of his spirit, out of his mouth. Amen? That's the word of God. He that has knowledge is not only to enjoy it for his own entertainment, but to use it for edification of others. This tongue is to edify our brothers and sisters, to lift them up. Amen?
Yes.
This is what it's used for. It is not to use to tear our brothers and sisters down. It's to edify and exhort them. And I'm here to tell you tonight, God loves that. It pleases him. This is what he wants. This is his character, to love one another, to treat one another right. When you treat your brothers and sisters right, you please God. Amen? And I know each and every one of you here tonight wants to please our Heavenly Father. Amen? That's why we're here, because we want to get it right. God, what is it in me that you want to do? What is it that you want to do to me tonight? I'm here to lay it at the altar tonight, Lord God. Whatever you want to do, use me, Lord. Amen? Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah the 50th chapter, verse 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh me morning by morning. He waketh my mind, ear, to hear as the learn. The tongue is us, is for us to learn those things that are good. Amen?
Yes.
He waketh us. He given his tongue for us to learn, to speak good things to our brothers and sisters. The tongue is to be used to speak a word, to comfort those, amen, that is weary and burdened down. I say to you tonight, your neighbor could be going through something. We don't know. We may look at one another and we will just assume the outer appearance of they okay. But we don't really know. Amen? This is why it's very important to pray for discerning of the Spirit. And before you even speak out of your mouth, ask the Holy Spirit to give you the words to speak. If it's not to edify our brothers and sisters or to comfort them, then we should not have anything to say to our brothers and sisters. Amen? I want to talk to you about seven demonic tongues that I believe that it is vital for this season. And I believe I had so many, but I asked God to give me the one that I think that he knows that is right for you tonight. Amen? And he gave me seven tongues. And the first tongue, demonic tongue, I want to talk to you about today is the lying tongue. How many of us are guilty about the lying tongue tonight? Amen? I think all of us can raise our hand. Amen? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verse 22, lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly in his delight. Amen? Abomination is wicked, vile, and hatred. It stinks in his nostril. Amen? We are to hate lying and keep away from it, because it is an abomination to the Lord. And if we love the Lord, then we shall hate the things of the devil, because lying is of the devil. He is the father of all lies. Amen? So we shall hate the things of the devil and embrace the things of God. Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord is looking for someone who is sincere, honest, and who hates sin. That's who he's looking for. Amen? He wants to be able to trust us tonight. This is what he wants. He wants to trust us. Amen? The lying tongue is based upon deceitfulness, which is scheming. How many of us have scheming in our lives tonight? Half-truths. Telling lies to cover up your behavior and gives the only part of the truth. Exaggerations. Stretches the truth to make something sound more believable. This is what it should have been, or this is how we thought it should be, or we add to it to stretch it to make it seem so real. Amen? The Bible says in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 10, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. The word guile means crafty, deceitful, cunning, and treachery. Amen? These are the things that God hates. He tells us to refrain from them. This is what 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 10 says. Also, to avoid doing hurt or damage to your brothers and sisters, be always to watch, to serve, overcome evil with good, to serve one another. You are my brothers and sisters. I'm here to serve you tonight. We should always be able to be in a position to serve one another. Amen? This is what God wants, and this is what He expects of us. Proverbs 8, chapter, verse 7 through 8 says, "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them," which meaning that will turn you away from righteousness. Amen? This is what the word says. Our mouth, our lips should be pure, sweet as honey. When it flows out of our mouth, it should be to edify one another. Amen? It should edify us. The word of God is true, and He is our witness. And I say to you tonight, He is looking and watching everything that comes out of our mouth. And I'm here to tell you tonight, we are living in a time where it is critical and vital that we speak the things of God. And especially when you are in deliverance, we have to be careful about what comes out of our mouth. Amen? The enemy is watching. And once the words has went out of our mouth, they become life. We give the enemy ground to take that negativity and go and run with it. And then he have all the legal rights to come in and do as he please. Amen? The second demonic tongue I want to talk to you about is the gossiping tongue. The gossiping tongue. Gossiping is a person who tells secrets, destroys one's reputation, break up friendships towards their neighbors. They speak with pride, though the story that they are presenting is the gospel truth. This is a gospel. Amen? Speaking things that is not of God to try to ruin your reputation. Amen? The Bible says in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 8, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsel. They go down into a man's innermost parts. They speak with pride as though the story they are speaking are presenting." I'm sorry. "These are deadly wounds that are deep within." Amen? Proverbs 18, the 8th chapter says, "The words of a gossiper are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's innermost part," which means it nibbles and nibbles and nibbles a little bit. Amen? Nibbles and nibbles a little bit. These are deadly wounds that go deep within. A lot of times we would say as women, "I don't care what she says about me." That's not true. It's not true. We do care. We care about what each and every person says about us. And it goes deep within us. This is what the word says. Proverbs 18:8 says, it goes deep within us. It hurts us. It hurts us deeply. Amen? No one wants no one going around gossiping about them, telling their secrets, telling their stories, telling all the negative things about them. We don't like that. Amen? Gossip is sometimes very hard to resist. Have we all engaged in it tonight? Let's be real tonight. Yes, we all have engaged in gossiping tonight. Amen? We all have. Do you realize that when we partake in gossiping, we are not walking in integrity. Amen? We are not walking in integrity. This is not of God. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And we must be careful not to use this temple as a trash disposal. Because that's what it has become. Where anybody can just come to you and just throw all their garbage, empty all their garbage on you. Amen? This is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we must treat it with respect Amen? This is of God. This is what He's looking for. He wants us to respect Him. Amen? It's the Word of God. Proverbs 20, chapter verse 19 says, He that go about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flatter with his lips. Amen? Look to your neighbor tonight. Turn to your neighbor and look at each other. Tell your neighbor, it is time to go on a tongue fast. Amen? It's time to go on a tongue fast tonight. Amen? It sounds funny, but it's true. It is time to go on a tongue fast. Amen? If this tongue is going to get me in trouble, then I'm going to go on a tongue fast. I'm not going to open my mouth until I'm able to be able to speak something that is nice to my brothers and sisters. If it takes a tongue fast. Amen? God is good. When you use your tongue as a tool of instrument to glorify God in His righteousness, you will begin to see things change in your life. The Holy Spirit will begin to dwell. He will begin to show Himself mightily. A lot of you are here tonight. You're going through situations, and you want God to deliver you. Some of the things that is coming upon our life is because of this pink tongue in our mouth. It has been a hindrance in our walk in the Lord. And we're wondering, Lord, what is going on? And He's speaking to you and talking to you every day. He's telling you, but you're not listening. Amen? A lot of our problems can be solved by our tongue. Amen? The Bible says in Psalms, the 19th chapter, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is the Word. When we take the Word of God and we apply it to our life, we can walk right. We can talk right. We want to treat our neighbors right because we love Him. We want the things of Him. Amen? The third one, the third demonic tongue, the argumentative tongue. Argumentative tongue. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 20th chapter, verse 3, it is an honor for a man to cease from strife. But every fool will be meddling, will be quarreling. Amen? Every fool. God says that it is an honor for man to refrain from strife. This means you are wise. A wise woman holds back her words. Amen? The Bible says that a fool is known by his many words. And we don't want to be known as a fool tonight, amen? But a wise woman. Being argumentative is a talkative, vain use of the tongue. No one wants to engage in this type of behavior. It is annoying, vexatious, and agitating. When you see friends, they see you coming, they're running. They don't even want to be around you because you're argumentative. You always have something negative to say. And you wonder why people don't want to be in your presence. Because they don't want to be a part of that. You know, people want to be lifted up, edified, comfort. Amen? The Bible says in Proverbs 17, chapter verse 14, the beginning of strife is as when one let out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. Amen. Leave it off before it starts. Amen? Cut it off. In another translation, it says, beginning a quarrel is like opening a floodgate. So drop the matter before a dispute break out. Drop it. Shut up. Cease from it. Amen? The Bible says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 25, to agree with our adversary quickly. Agree with him. Amen? Agree with him quickly. Be at peace with him. Agree quickly. We don't have to be right all the time. And we as women, we feel that we have to have that last word. We have to be right. If we get that last word, then we must be right. Are we guilty? Yes, I am. Amen? We don't have to have the last word tonight, ladies. You don't have to be right. Amen? We as Christians have to learn to disagree without being disagreeable. We give glory to God when we continue to walk in love, when we disagree with one another. You're saying, I'm releasing this to Jesus Christ. I'm not going to argue about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to leave it in your hands, God, because you know what's best. And when you do it right. But if I put my hands on, I'm going to make a mess out of it. Amen? This is what we're saying. The fourth one is the judgmental tongue. The Bible says in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 1 and 2, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, you shall be judged. And with what measures you meet, it shall measure to you again. So you judge your brothers and sisters, that same judgment coming back to you. You speak negative of your brothers and sisters, that same negativity coming back to you. This is why we have to really, really pray for this tongue and ask God to help us tonight. Amen? We got to ask God to help us tonight. Judgmental people engage in a critical spirit that always looks for fault finding in another person's behavior or appearance. We always assume something negative about our brothers and sisters. We judge them on their outer appearance, how they look. We judge them by how they talk. We always look for the fault finding in our brothers and sisters. But it's time for us to start looking for the goodness in our brothers and sisters. Amen? Start speaking good things to our brothers and sisters. You're an awesome woman of God. You're a powerful woman of God. You're an anointed woman of God. Amen. This is what we want to hear tonight. Yeah. We want to edify one another, exhort one another, comfort one another, because these are the thoughts of God. And to be like God is to speak good things to our brothers and sisters. Amen? We must judge our own acts. It starts with us. The finger points right back at ourselves. Amen? We cast judgments on rumors we hear, what another person said about the other person. We cast judgments. And we assume if they said it, then it must be the gospel truth. Amen? Because she knows. We cast judgments on our brothers and sisters. We must not judge the hearts of others, nor their intentions. But it is God's prerogative to try the heart, and we must not step into His throne. Because God said He judges the heart of man. Amen? When we begin to try to take His position, we are stepping out on His throne. Amen? The Bible says in John, the 7th chapter, verse 24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment, which are God's standards, a righteousness judge. Amen? The Bible says in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 3 through 5, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how will thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. I said earlier, it starts with us. Cast it out of our own eye before we begin to cast on our brothers. Amen? The Word of God says to take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Amen? Take it out of your own. Then you can see clearly to take it out of your own brother. Amen? Hallelujah. Our own sins ought to appear greater to us than someone else's sins. Our own sins ought to appear greater to us than someone else's sins. We should be worried about our own sins than somebody else. We're too quick to look at our own brothers and sisters and identify their sins and their fault findings, but we are not examining our own self. Amen. The fifth judgmental tongue, the boasting tongue. And the Bible says in Proverbs the 27th chapter verse 2, let man praise thee, and not thy own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. Let another man praise you, amen, and not yourself. Don't boast about your goodness and the different things that you have accomplished. Let another man boast about you. Let him praise you, amen. Hallelujah. We must not commend ourselves, but this is evidence of pride, folly, and self-love. Amen? It becomes self-love. It becomes pride when we boast about our accomplishments. Amen? Are you boastful about your accomplishments today and what you have achieved today? Your degrees, the different things that you have accomplished on your job. Are you boasting tonight? Boasting signifies that your success is the result of your own strength. You did it. I did it. Everything we accomplish comes from God. Amen. He wants to get the glory. He wants to get the credit. Amen? See, when we go in our own strength to take our accomplishments, then we become destructive. Amen? Because it's nothing that we can do in our own strength. Everything we do should be in the strength of the Lord. In His strength. Amen? The Bible says in Daniel, the 4th chapter, verse 30, and we're talking about King Nebuchadnezzar. He believes that all his accomplishments were his own strength. He did it. Amen? He said in Daniel, the 4th chapter, verse 30, the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of this kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty, my power, my strength, my majesty. Amen? God interrupted Nebuchadnezzar, boasting moments, and declared that he would lose his kingdom. Because he's the one that gets the glory. Amen? He's the one that gets all the glory. Amen? King Nebuchadnezzar boasting caused his kingdom to be stripped from him and even became mentally ill. Amen? He later acknowledges that God is the King of kings and Lord of lords. And he rules the universe. He came to his sense quickly. Amen? And God restored his kingdom. And you can read in your own time in Daniel, the 4th chapter, verse 34 through 35, where it talks about his testimony. Amen? When that proud, boasting spirit raises his head in your life tonight, remind him that all your accomplishments come from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing that you did. And when you begin to walk in humility, then God can raise you up. Amen. He can show you the mighty things that he wants to show you tonight. When you give him the glory and you recognize that there's nothing in your own strength that you can do tonight. Nothing. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 7, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Now if thou did receive it, why dost thy glory as if thou hast not received it? Amen? Who makes you different from someone else or anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast that you didn't? Why do you boast tonight that you did it in your strength? Whatever unique skills or talents God has given to you, they are for His glory. Whatever gift He has given to you is for His glory. And when you walk in humility, then He can trust you with the anointing. He can trust you with His power. He can trust you. Can He trust you tonight with His power, with His anointing? Or will you get the glory for yourself tonight? Amen? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 10, by the grace of God, I am what I am today. It's by His grace and His mercy that I am here. It's by His grace and mercy that we are here tonight. It's God's mercy and grace. Amen? We are nothing but what God make us. Nothing in religion but what His grace makes us. What He makes us. Amen? And we must not forget that. What He do in our lives. The sixth demonic tongue is the rude tongue. The rude tongue is very denigrating and harmful to others. Do we walk by our sisters tonight and don't speak? Do we show rude attitudes to our sisters tonight? Do we show them that we truly love them, genuinely love them tonight? Are you implementing the characteristics of Jesus Christ tonight, which is love, humility, self-control, caring about our loved ones here? You are my sisters tonight. Amen? And we must show one another love tonight. Not just tonight, but always. This is what He looks for. Amen? I'm no different than you. Amen? We all are sisters in Christ Jesus. Amen? The Bible says in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 31, and as ye would that men should do to you, do to others as you would have them do unto you. You want to be treated right? Treat others right. Amen. Treat others right. Amen? This is the word of God. Love your neighbors as yourself. Do you love your neighbors as yourself? You care about yourself? You love yourself? Then do you love your neighbors the way that you truly love yourself tonight? Can we honestly say tonight that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves tonight? Amen? Do you walk, again, by your sisters and don't speak, even in church? I'm finding, even in church, we have more attitude, more rudeness in church than even in the outside. Amen? Amen? But God is not pleased with that. It's time for us to line our life up according to God's word. He wants us, if we say that we are Christians, we want to be like Jesus Christ, then we must implement the characteristics of Jesus Christ. Amen? Our character should reflect God. You represent Jesus Christ. You are ambassadors of Christ. Amen? When we represent our Father, we want to put on the best. Amen? Not the fake, but realness. Because He already said He searches the heart of man. He already knew that you are not fooling Him. Amen? Amen? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 4 and 5, charity suffer long and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity vaunted not itself, not puffed up, like I'm so great, I'm all of this and I'm all of that. That is not charity. Amen? Do not behave itself unseemly. Seek not her own, is easily provoked, then no evil. Amen? We shouldn't be easily to be provoked. Amen? If our brothers or our sisters say something to us negative, just take it. Move forward. You don't have to retaliate. Amen? We don't have to retaliate. Leave it to Jesus. Amen? That's His job. Remember? When we step out of His will, then we allow the enemy to come in and just take over. Right? Amen? Charity does nothing out of place or time, but shows respect to all men with kindness and courtesy. Amen? God wants to teach to you tonight. Amen? He wants us to listen tonight, what the Spirit has to say to us tonight. Because you are getting something tonight that's going to carry you a long ways. Amen? Amen? Love is patient and kind. Love is not rude. Love does not demand its own way. Do you demand your own way tonight? Amen? Do you? Amen? Demand your own way. Or God's way. Your way or God's way. What do you choose tonight? Amen? Love does not demand its own way. God's people should display patience, be considerate, and kind. Amen? The Bible says in Philippians, the second chapter, verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Esteem one another better than you will yourself. Amen? There is no justification for being rude. No justification for being rude to one another. Amen? The last demonic tongue, the retaliating tongue. The Bible says in 1 Peter, verse 3 through 9, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessings, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Don't repay evil. Don't retaliate when people are unkind. Amen? Bless them. This pleases God. He wants you to bless one another. Amen? The Bible says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. If you are being persecuted or if you are being despitefully used, pray for them. Amen? Don't retaliate by going and saying how you feel to that person or getting back at them. This is not the will of God. He wants to be the fighter for you. He wants to fight for you. Amen? He wants to do it. Let's stop and allow God to use us in a way that He wants to use us tonight. Amen? We must bear evil patiently. If evil are coming your way, bear it patiently. Amen? Bless your enemies. Attain the blessings of God. Because when you bless your enemies, God will bless you. He will turn around and give you favor. He will give you favor with your enemy. Amen? The Bible says in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 17 through 19, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as like you, live peaceable with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. But it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Never repay evil from evil. Be honorable in the sight of men. Amen? Every one of us tonight is guilty of taking things in our own hand, making a mess of the situation and not allowing God to do His job tonight. All of us are guilty of that. Amen? Pray for humility. Ask God for humility. A desire to understand others' behavior. Because sometimes we don't understand the next person to us. We might not understand our husband. We might not understand our friends, our neighbors, even on our jobs. We need to ask God, help me to understand that person. Because a lot of times we don't know. We don't understand. We assume. And this is what the Holy Spirit is here for. To help us, to guide us, to lead us into understanding one another. Amen? Humility. What is the definition of humility? The state of quality of being humble. Freedom from pride and arrogance. A sense of one's own unworthiness, though imperfection and sinfulness. Humble. Humble. When you step out of God's boundary and take matters into your own hands by retaliating one to another, there are consequences. You will repay because this is a sin. Amen? Amen? God wants us to give it all to Him tonight. Amen? This is the will of God. I want to take you through some renunciations tonight. Amen? We want to ask God to deliver us from the seven tongues I just mentioned, the lying tongue, the gossiping tongue, the judgmental tongue, the argumentative tongue, the boasting tongue, the rude tongue, and retaliating tongue. And we know that God is a deliverer. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want you to repeat after me tonight. Amen. You want to stand and just shake it off a little bit? Amen. Just shake it off. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just shake it off. Hallelujah. And just repeat after me. I have a little decrees I want to help you go through. Lord Jesus, I forgive my ancestors and descendants. I ask you to forgive and bless them. Forgive me for many sins, and I forgive myself for sins against my body. I break all curses, hexes, vexes, and demonic ties that bind me. I break all soul ties caused by witchcraft or sexual sins. Lord Jesus, restore my fragmented soul, mind, will, and emotions. Send your angels out to recover anything that was stolen from me. Lord Jesus, stir up the demons in my subconscious mind so that they can be identified and cast out. I want you to take a moment. If there's anybody, if you have said anything badly against them, I want you to take the time out and ask God to forgive you and clear your hearts and minds. Amen. So let's take this moment to ask God to forgive us. Amen. Amen. And I want to say this prayer real quick. Just bow your heads. Satan, we come against all powers and principalities and even forces in this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons inside or outside of anyone present over this city, state, nation, and world. Father God, you have given us power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free. Satan, we come against you by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. Repeat after me. Lord, deliver me from the spirit of self-destruction. I cut myself off from every spirit of tongue and venomous speech in the name of Jesus. I command every venomous tongue to loose me now. Let every serpentine spirit and poison depart from my tongue in the name of Jesus. I command every agent of bondage and destruction in my tongue to depart in Jesus' name. Lord, repair all damages done to my life as a result of the wrong use of my tongue. I command the evil progress of the enemies in my life to be halted in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver my tongue from becoming a cemetery of evil. I withdraw all the evil words I have uttered against my life and home from the satanic bank in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver my life from the hand of the evil broadcaster in the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse to turn back at the edge of my miracle in Jesus' name. Lord, heal me of all diseases of the tongue. I loose myself from the grip of territorial and tribal spirits in the name of Jesus. Let every problem in my life that originated from evil tongue, demonic prophecy, witchcraft, and familiar curses, medical and clinical prophecy, all strange tongues. In Jesus' name. Lord, give me a wholesome tongue. Lord, give me a wholesome tongue. Lord, give me a wholesome tongue. Lord, make my voice the voice of deliverance, healing, power, solution, and life. Praise God. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah. We give him all the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you don't have to repeat this. I'm going to pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would send the gifts of the Holy Spirit as needed to minister to the needs of the people and to accomplish what you want done here tonight. We are careful to give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit for everything that is said or done. We ask all these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. If you need prayer tonight, deliverance, we have people here to help you tonight. Amen. Because we know that the Lord Jesus Christ said once his word has went forth, he will come back and demonstrate his power and his anointing. Amen. I want to ask Jerry McGee and Carla Batar to come and assist me. And if you want to be delivered from bondage tonight, from the tongue of the word that went forth, then come forth and let us pray for you tonight. Amen. Yes, you can come up. Yes.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.